SBS Radio.
SBS Punjabi Radio listeners, we are with Honorable Chris Bowen, Shadow Treasurer, who recently visited India for Australia-India Leadership Dialogue. Welcome to SBS Punjabi Radio.
Thank you, MP. It's good to be with you.
You recently came back from India. How was the trip and the dialogue, Australia-India Leadership Dialogue? What was the agenda, basically?
A very good trip. I always enjoy my trips to India. This was the fifth time I'd visited India. The Australia-India Leadership Dialogue was set up 3 years ago to further develop links between Australian leaders and Indian leaders and talk about how we can not only improve the relationship but make it more meaningful and permanent. Australia-India relations tend to be stop-start. Good, let it go, and then there's people take an interest again. I want to make sure that it becomes just permanently a very good relationship. And the leadership dialogues are a very important way of doing it. I've been to all the leadership dialogues. This was the second one in New Delhi. The middle one was in Melbourne. And next year it returns to Australia. We had good involvement by senior Indian and very senior Australians. And we discussed many things, particularly how we can take the people-to-people relationship to the next level. It's 700,000 Australians now of Indian heritage. This is a big increase. And many of us made the point that this is another way of making sure that Australia and India understand each other better, working better with the Indian diaspora. Of course, Labor has that policy of engagement with the Indian diaspora in a very meaningful way. And one of the things I've suggested to the dialogue next year, more Indian diaspora in Australia be involved in the dialogue when it returns to Australia.
The agenda, the specific items that were covered, and how many days was it?
It was a one-day dialogue in New Delhi, and then the next day I went to Ahmedabad. What we saw was, firstly, an update on the relationship. Then we discussed the economies, the respective economies. We talked about the Peter Varghese review of the Australia-India economic relationship, which will be released in March. Then we talked about national security and cooperation between Australia and India on important matters in our region. And there was obviously a section about education, which is very important for both countries and so many young Indians studying in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, just like the minutes from the previous dialogues, leadership dialogues, did you discuss about what was discussed last time or the year before and how much has been achieved?
Inevitably, because many of us have been involved in all three dialogues. So it's not like you come in and leave and you lose the momentum. If you're involved in the dialogue each year, you follow up on what was discussed last year. That's why, you know, it's very important that I go.
Otherwise, so any remarkable achievements that you would like to mention here?
Well, I think it's a long process. You know, for example, the America-Australia Leadership Dialogue has been going for 30 years. This is the third year of the Australia-India Leadership Dialogue. So we can't expect the same achievements from 30 years to 3 years. But importantly, we now have more links between leaders. It's not just what's discussed. We meet each other, we swap business cards, if we have a problem, we can call each other, we know each other, understand each other. And this is, I think, the main benefit of the dialogue. Not so much what's discussed in the dialogue, that's important.
But it's more the connections.
The friendships and networking, the connections and the networking amongst leaders.
And apart from Delhi, which other parts of India did you visit and how many days you was there?
So I was in India for 2 days.
Okay, we traveled very
quickly. We traveled quickly.
not like a holiday.
No holiday. I got into New Delhi on Sunday night. We have a leadership dialogue dinner at Hyderabad House, a very beautiful setting, with the Secretary of the Department of Foreign Affairs of India. And then the dialogue all day on the Monday. On Monday evening, I flew to Gujarat, despite the fact it's my fifth visit to India, my first visit to Gujarat. So I was very keen to make sure I got to Gujarat as well. And as it happened, I flew into Gujarat on the day the new Chief Minister was being sworn in. It was a very busy day for the Gujarati government, but nevertheless had good meetings and was glad to see Ahmedabad.
I'm sure our Gujarati program will be very happy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And leaders that you met there, anything specific, the expectation from Australia that you wanted to convey to India? Anything specific?
I think in terms of Gujarat or
India dialogue,
I think that the dialogue, the specific things were...
Because as you said, the Indians are growing here, and you know, expectations are also growing. So what is that?
I think that was the main topic, which is how do we take the wonderful expansion of the Indian community in Australia and make that a anchor for the relationship, so that our relationship, we will always have every relationship, doesn't matter which countries, even Australia and New Zealand. Occasionally we have different perspectives, have maybe disagreement. But if the relationship is strong, that doesn't matter. It's like you can disagree with your wife. If your relationship is strong enough, then you can get through anything.
And one more question, not related to this visit, general political question. You know, Australian government is going to change the citizenship laws again. You know, there was some change proposed last year that was blocked by Labour. Now, on the website of Department of Home Affairs, they are proposing these changes will come back soon. What is Labour Party's stand on that?
Our position doesn't change. We are opposed to changes to the citizenship laws, which make it harder for people who worked hard, been good residents, to become citizens. We blocked the changes last time. The government can reintroduce them all the times they like. Mm-hmm. We won't support them.
And another question, like, you know, recently our Prime Minister said Australia's arms policy, export policy, has to be revamped. They're throwing more money into that. So if we are supplying arms to other countries, what is our stand? We are saying, like, you know, there shouldn't be any arms or peace and all that. So what would you like to say to that policy?
Well, we'll look at the policy closely. It was only announced yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously, we support more exports from Australia, and we want people employed in good Australian industries. With arms, you always have to be very careful about where you're exporting to.
And where they end up.
And where they end up. But we'll look closely at the policy and get briefed by the government.
And when is your next visit or any other dignitaries coming from India here?
Well, I think next week we have a visiting MLA from India, who I look forward to hosting in Canberra, Mr. Reddy. Many members of the local community have told me he's coming, and I will host him in Canberra at Parliament House. And whenever we have visiting guests from India, I'm always happy to see them. I have, having just come back from India, I'm not about to, you know, turn around and go back again in the next few weeks, but whenever it is. I first visited India 20 years ago.
Wow.
In 1998, and as I said, it's my fifth visit, so that would imply, you know...
That's when I first migrated here.
Right, there you go. Maybe we crossed each other at the aeroplane.
And do you see big difference now in
India?
Yes,
absolutely.
So what is the major difference that you see?
Well, I see more obviously more wealth, less poverty, more development. You know, when I first flew into Mumbai Airport 20 years ago, very different to what you meet you today.
Sure. Thank you so much for your time. Keep up this strong relationship with India, and we look forward to the stronger relationships.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS
Radio.